This is The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. It's hard to believe, but as the calendar turns to August, summer vacation is heading into the home stretch, and mom and dad need to start thinking about getting the gear their kids need for the upcoming school year. Yes, it's back-to-school shopping season, and each summer we check in with Delaware Public Media contributor Eileen Dalabrida to learn more about what's going on with this year's back-to-school retail trends. Her piece is available right now at DelawarePublic.org, and she joins us now to talk about what she found. Eileen, thanks for being with us on The Green this week.
It's good to be here, Tom.
So let's start with what the outlook is for back-to-school sales this year. What is it looking like? At least what do the experts say?
It is looking like a really good year for retailers. They're expecting the third highest sales ever for kids in kindergarten through 12th grade, and for college kids, it's going to be the best year ever.
And where is the bulk of that money going, according to the experts?
Most of the money this year is going for clothes, which I think is very interesting. It has passed electronics, and so we're looking at $236 for clothing, not including shoes. We're expected to spend an extra $138 for shoes, compared to a total of $187 for electronics.
And I found it interesting that you noted that electronics are not as big a slice of the pie as before. Is there a sense of why that is? Why, you know, these big ticket items that used to be kind of a big deal as you were getting ready to go back to school are maybe not as much this year?
Well, I think it's because we have been buying those things all along. It's not that we're like, oh, my goodness, it's time to go back to school. Let's go get a laptop. We might have bought that 6 months ago.
And you mentioned the clothing being a big piece. Is it fair to reasonable to think that that's why the college kids are a little bit more expensive than the K to 12 kids? Because maybe more clothes, more expensive clothes?
More clothes, more expensive clothes, and also outfitting the dorm room, outfitting the apartment. So kids who aren't in college don't buy coffee makers, but kids in do need those kinds of things for their all-nighters. They're buying microwaves. They're buying fridges. They're buying all kinds of linens, things like that. And it's just a whole extra layer of expense.
I was going to say, that does seem to add up. In years past, you've noted that unlike many other retail areas, back-to-school still seems to be something of an in-store rather than online experience for most people. Is that still true, or is it slowly starting to migrate more online now?
It is very strongly an in-store experience, and that is partly because of the efforts of merchants to drive people to stores. You know, it's like you order it online, go pick it up in the store, and hopefully while you're there, you'll buy something else. And also, I think that it's something that truly is a family event, that kids have been home all summer, they're getting ready to go back to school. This is an opportunity for parents and kids to interact. And it's also a teachable moment about budgeting. You know, not that long ago, we had a really difficult economy. And I think that it was one of those times when, you know, parents had those kinds of discussions about where do we spend our money, and that those kinds of discussions still go on.
And you mentioned the idea of retailers trying to push people to the store. There's no doubt that tech's becoming a bigger part of this back-to-school shopping experience, even if you are going to a store. How are retailers and shoppers finding a way to incorporate their tech, even as they're actually physically going to a brick-and-mortar establishment?
Well, the techs will tell you what is a promotion today, or sometimes it's a discount, and that will spur you to go to the store. And also, I think that, you know, having our phones to call up and say, look, I'm here at Best Buy, but I see this for less money at Bed Bath & Beyond. Will you match it? Hold up your phone and they'll say, yeah.
Yeah, and I guess also, you know, a lot of the store's apps are trying to, you know, be part of that experience. I mean, they make it a little bit more easier for you to find their deals, or as you said, to get coupon or extra percent off. And I guess even, you know, they allow you to tie into your school's school supply list anymore.
Yes, you can go to your school, pull up the school's list, And some stores, including Walmart, will actually direct you to the item on the shelf. So they make it very easy for us to spend money.
I was going to say, you don't have to put together that whole list. You just have to bring your phone with you and be told where to go, which is kind of a different experience than I'm sure most parents remember.
I think so. And I think that we understand that people's time is valuable. So it's, here's the best price. Here's where it is. We have it in stock. Go to town.
And whether people are shopping online or in store, Eileen, the competition for their dollars clearly is fierce. What are some of the retailers doing to get their fair share? You kind of alluded to some of these efforts to, just kind of hit people with deals, maybe that they're not even asking for.
The deals are really, really super. At Walmart, you can get an Elmer's glue stick for 50 cents. You can get 24 Crayola crayons for 50 cents, $8 jeans at Target, $4 t-shirts. JCPenney has a lot of 50% off sales on back to school. And they have, Kohl's has some good deal on attractive name brands, 25% off on Adidas and Converse. The deals are out there, and they're very competitive.
And I guess the question then becomes, we talk about this when we talk about Christmas shopping and other big retail times, is there a benefit to waiting? Is there a benefit to procrastinating? Do the deals get better? Or does it really not matter whether you're first in line or doing things last minute?
Well, if the retailers had their way, we would all be done in July. And there's a good reason for that, because people who shop early tend to spend more. They tend to keep shopping. And they spend an average of $100 more per family on back-to-school shopping. But you don't need everything on the first day of school. And if you do wait, you are going to get a better deal. When things start clear, they mark it down and clear it out. So if you do wait until after school starts to get the things that you absolutely positively don't have to have, you're going to save yourself some money.
And I guess that really, in some regards for the retailers, I mean, they do have kind of a built-in early shopper, and that's usually the college kids, right? Because they've got to get all their stuff presumably before they leave. It's the K-12 families that have the opportunity to wait and, as you said, maybe buy something after school starts.
Yes, although there are programs where you can shop for your college kid and then have it shipped to school after school starts, so that you don't have to lug everything down there, that you can just pick it up in a local store. But we're not seeing them waiting like the K-12 set.
And I guess the other question I have for you is, because I think you mentioned this in your article, I mean, are retailers, because of the way things are now, kind of this hybrid between online and in-store shopping, do they still need extra actual physical bodies, for this type of back-to-school shopping season, or is that something that's a thing of the past, hiring additional people?
They do, and Kohl's has been very heavy on hiring more than 1,000 stores, plus they are keeping those folks on through the winter holiday shopping. They'll be in the stores until after Christmas, which I see as a very positive sign for the economy, that people are buying and that they anticipate that they will continue to buy for some months to come.
Yeah, and I guess the Christmas shopping season probably begins not long after the back-to-school shopping season anymore.
It will be with us before Halloween.
Eileen Dalabrito, we really do appreciate it. And your piece is available right now at DelawarePublic.org. If people want to get a little bit more on back-to-school shopping and what they can find in terms of trends and deals. Eileen, thanks for being with us on The Green this week.
Thanks, Tom.
And stay with us. The Green continues in just a couple of moments with our latest edition of the Arts Playlist. But first, we have a look at your local headlines from Delaware Public Media.